Over the summer, the city of Bloomington partnered with the Bloomington Area Arts Council to mount a public art project designed to engage local artists, empower youth, and encourage strolling around downtown. And as WFIU's Yael Cassander reports, it dealt with one of the homelier features of the urban landscape that went largely unnoticed by artist Brett Volpe.
I didn't start noticing them until we started painting them, so they're actually pretty big, and they're all around the city, but they're silver, and they sort of are hidden or our eyes not drawn to them. So I think they'll notice them now with all this color.
When Maya first came to me with this idea, I just fell in love with it immediately.
Ed Vandesand is the development and marketing director of the Bloomington Area Arts Council.
Because we have a very beautiful downtown with those ugly silver graffitied boxes all over the place.
As part of the Bloomington Entertainment and Arts District and the City of Bloomington's other public art initiatives, we started looking at some programs around the country that offered sort of public art on a small scale that would enliven sort of mundane objects.
Maya Michelson is Assistant Economic Development Director for the Arts for the City of Bloomington.
We've looked at manhole covers and trash cans and newspaper box covers and things like that. And we've sort of stumbled upon this traffic signal box program that several other communities do. And so we thought, oh, we love this. And let's see if it would work in Bloomington.
We're standing here on a street corner at Kirkwood and Rogers. And there isn't a whole lot of pedestrian activity right here. We've got a gas station on one corner, the Salvation Army on the other, an auto parts store on the other, and a bank with a drive-through on the other.
Right.
How are you anticipating that people are receiving this work?
Well, just painting, sitting here for a couple of weeks, 3 weeks maybe, off and on doing it at different times, there are a lot of people that actually walk by this corner.
Brett Volpe is a Bloomington artist who was chosen to paint one of the first six traffic control boxes tapped for the Stop and Start project.
But everybody, it was really fun sitting here because everybody had something nice to say, and it's really nice to connect that way.
Brett's piece features a brightly colored elephant, which he claims has no political subtext.
What's the importance of the elephant for you?
Well, I think it connects us to our ancient past, our shared ancient cultural past. It's a symbol of strength. It's actually an image of an elephant through an infrared camera. So it's sort of charged with, I'd say, spiritual fire or awareness. And it's within the context of a masonry stonework, which is, for me, kind of a thought construct. With the energy of the elephant inside it, it sort of shakes the foundations a little bit.
We asked for a color design, and we asked for a narrative that explained how that design fit into the character area of the Bead District, whether it was the shopping or the music or the performance or whatever.
That's Ed Vandesand from the Bloomington Area Arts Council, which partnered with the City of Bloomington in the Stop and Start project. Ed described the selection process.
We solicit a panel of professional artists who do this on a volunteer basis. This is not the five staff members at the Arts Council deciding what is art. And that's one of the things I've been most proud of the history of the council since it was founded in 74. It's always been community-based. So what we did is we put out a call for artists. I was so gratified that a number of young artists participated, and particularly that the design submitted by both Stonebelt ARC and by Pinnacle School were accepted into the project. And it was just so meaningful for the kids to get involved.
One young artist was chosen to paint the traffic control box at 4th and Walnut Streets. The inspiration for 18-year-old Izzy Jarvis's abstract design was a different sort of elephant, the kind no one wants to talk about. In her design, Izzy addressed the unofficial function the boxes have served for years.
Well, it was inspired by graffiti, and I wanted to abstract that sort of, like, because electrical boxes are used for promoting shows, and, people just put up their flyers or tagging or putting your stickers up or stenciling or what have you. So I wanted to continue that tradition with this and not, like, make it something that it wasn't. So I think that this stays true, to, I guess, graffiti culture.
Although graffiti is often associated with urban blight, Izzy's postmodern reference to graffiti is part of a project that's all about revitalizing downtown.
One of the things we struggled with is how do we get people to move around downtown? There are so many restaurants and arts venues and galleries and performance spaces in the downtown area, yet we find a lot of people would park at one point, go to a store, and that was it. That was their downtown experience. The more we can get people out of their vehicles, the more pedestrian traffic, the more bicycle traffic, the better for the downtown area. The Beeline is going to help a lot. This project helps a lot. With people that have seen one, now they want to go see another one.
This is the story of how a few unprepossessing pieces of the urban landscape are participating in the transformation of Bloomington's economy.
We have such a creative industry here that we're only beginning to tap, and there's no way to go but up with that. The latest economic surveys show the arts and creative industries between $45 and $50 million a year into the Bloomington economy. The cooperation with Convention and Visitors Bureau to bring people in from the outside and the city and the Arts Council and the university and the various arts organizations to provide a total package experience, and then the restaurants that are opening and some of the creative things they're doing, is that this is ultimately going to become a destination, and we're seeing that happen very, very rapidly right now. And we're finding very exciting ways to engage people that come down here for a football game to spend the night, do something Saturday afternoon, do something on Sunday, patronize the restaurants, patronize the stores, enjoy the arts, go home, have a wonderful experience, and come back. And it's working.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.
You can find images from the Stop and Start project on our website, wfiu.org.